So at this point, if you're gullible, you'll think that I've given you an incredibly good sell because I've convinced you that we have the potential for lowest cost because we're using very little material and the manufacturing process is very energy efficient, so it all flies. And not only do we reduce the cost of the solar cell, but what's even more important is that we reduce the system costs because it isn't just making the silicon, it is all the accoutrements that go with it, the glass, the panel, the picture frame and so on, the cost of putting scaffolding up if it's heavy and breakable to get it on your roof and so on. So if you can make solar cells robust and unbreakable, then you can pull the system cost down as well, so it's a no-brainer. That is, in some sense, my job done. I mean, 819 is the company that we started in 2010 to develop that, with some great printed solar cells coming out of the outfit on the Science Park. But the problem is that that is only the start. I've described, if you like, a technology opportunity. It is the technology push. But I have not described something which amounts to what it is I'm going to go and buy in the shop, or whether it's a shop or whatever. And it's that translation of what quite correctly is a technology push that we should try and generate in the university, file patents, protect, gather teams together to give a technology advantage. But at that point, we have to discover what a market pull is. And that's the point when I take the microphone away and hand it on to Simon.
I don't need to say anything.